So vote Trump and your incomes will soar, your net worth will skyrocket, your energy costs and grocery prices will come tumbling down, and we will bring back the American dream, bigger, better, and stronger than ever before, the American dream.
Former President Donald Trump last night in Indiana, Pennsylvania at IUP. Before that, he spoke to farmers in Smithton, PA, and before that, he was in Armstrong County in Katanning. And joining us is Dr. Jerry Schuster, who is a professor, an expert in presidential rhetoric. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you recall, and Paul and I were talking about this earlier, any president, former or in office, visiting Katanning?
Yes. Bill Clinton, President Clinton visited here, as did John Kennedy way back in 1960.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, yesterday the visit from the candidate came after the visit to Smithton, PA. And I have to tell you, it's probably one of the most unusual presidential visits in any community. It was not advertised. Only the emergency services of the community were given notice. Our fire department was given advance notice to keep a bay open in any eventuality for emergency services. And then he went to one of the grocery stores in the community. The car backed up to the door, main door of the grocery store. He went into the store, toured it very quickly. And then this is why we concluded it was probably done for an ad purpose, because what he did was, there were people that, even though the store had been closed the entire day, there were people allegedly going through the grocery line, and then he came up to them and handed them a $100 bill and said, were I to be elected, this $100 bill would go so much further with regard to the groceries that you're buying today. So that was the status of his visit. He was here probably, I'm going to say half an hour, did not speak publicly to the community, and left as quickly as he arrived.
And
there were probably, I would guess somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 people surrounding the store, but they never had an opportunity to interact in any way, shape, or form with him.
Well, for those not knowing that he was going to be there, that's a lot of people. And Paul, you want to make a slight correction to the name of the store. Don't say it.
Oh, yes, Dr. Schuster, I embarrassed everyone here at the station this morning by getting it wrong. We were calling it Spankler's Groceries instead of Sprankler's.
It's Sprankles.
Yeah, it's Sprankles, and yeah.
And they're well-known in the region, right?
Sorry about that.
Yes, they are.
Not Spankles. That's a different place in a different city.
Oh, my.
Meanwhile, it never ceases to amaze me how this region is still in the focus. And we're 6 weeks from the election today, and the candidates keep coming. Kamala Harris coming to Pittsburgh again tomorrow.
Right. Well, I understand her rationale for coming to Western Pennsylvania a bit easier than I understand the former president. This is a very the areas that he visited yesterday are really mega areas. He has nothing to worry about with regard to the election in these areas. It seems like if you were strategically developing, direction to try to generate more votes, or maybe he was here to reinforce votes. I don't know. But, going to Indiana, coming to Katanning, being in Smithton, this is generally mega area.
Yeah, and that's definitely all the counties around Allegheny County. Generally, that is the case. Meanwhile,
correct,
we've got J.D. Vance supposed to come to the area on Friday or Saturday. And then I mentioned Kamala Harris coming tomorrow. But then a week from tonight will be the one and only vice presidential debate on CBS.
We're all looking forward to that. That should be a real gem.
It's going to be interesting to me.
Yeah, very.
Even if you didn't have a party that you were affiliated with, just to see how these two men will interact.
Right. I can assure you, I think that J.D. Vance is underestimating the ability of Walz, I really do, because of the comments that he's made. He seems to think that this is, you know, foregone conclusion that he's going to be, you know, as his Yale background will and his legal background will, you know, take him further into more effective debating skills than Walz has. I don't think that's going to occur the way he anticipates.
Well, we'll see. We'll be carrying it in its entirety here from CBS on KDK.